Well, what do you know? It's Thursday already. It seems like it was just Monday yesterday. And here we are on the fly at the Four Corners, actually in what the beginning of the week is the Women Venture Pavilion next to the Membership Center, right here next to the Ford tent. And Margaret Viola is with us. She is the chairman of Women Venture. Margaret, we're just going to continue our conversation about some of the amazing things that you do and that the group does with Women Venture.
Yeah, it's a wonderful team here at EAA, and work goes on throughout the year to be able to produce this week's worth of activities. So it's very rewarding to us, and we're in it to be able to see the magic unfolding. And it's a multi-generational kind of magic, and that just makes it so much better. So we were just kind of talking about, you know, learning to fly at any age and some of the advantages that come, you know, at different times in your life, right, Lynn?
Yeah, you know, I think at this point in time, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but my children are very successfully out of the house and have careers, and so I'm able to focus. My husband's just retired, so we're, you know, it's a little bit calmer around the house, so I'm able to focus more on learning the ground school stuff and really backing it up with getting in the air. Obviously not so much right now, but and doing the work.
And that's because you have a cast on your leg. For our radio listeners.
Right. I have an air cast on my leg. I broke one of my bones in my foot. But anyway.
But you're still here getting around.
Hey, and I've been putting in
that's
five
motivation.
Or 6 miles a day. It's you can do it.
That's motivation.
And that's what I want to tell people. Every flight instructor that I have run into has been so positive. The energy is there. They've been very helpful. And even if you end up asking the same thing a couple of different times, they'll figure out a different way to tell you how to do it. And time is always yours when you are wanting to be a pilot. This is just one of the most excellent learning experiences I have ever had, with the nicest bunch of people that I hope that I can call friends forever. You know, the whole pilot community has been absolutely stellar. So for me, it's just been a real blessing, you know, to try to get up in the air. And, you know, I have soloed, but I don't have my license just yet. But I would encourage anybody. It's great to continue learning anyway. And this is such a wonderful opportunity to meet great people, see the world, and, you know, to continue learning about planes and engines and riveting and all that stuff.
Well, so your husband just retired, and you two are working on an RV-14 project. Now, this sounds like it's going to get a lot of attention now that your husband's retired. And so are you guys just get together in the shop and just go for it? Is that what
you're doing? Yeah. You know what? It has been a ton of fun. We received the first crate. The first crate for us was the empennage or the tail feathers of the RV-14. And we've never done any riveting, much less, you know, dimpling holes and all that, you know, reaming out holes and riveting on top of that. I've never even known what a bucking bar was. So
you probably didn't know any of these terms until
right.
you started.
So, and I didn't really know that I was going to be part of this project in reality. I thought I'd just be a support member on the side, but no, I'm part of the
part of the
team.
It takes two to buck rivets.
It does. So we were in the basement. We had to quickly bring it up to the family room, and so we bucked some rivets up in the family room, had it all set up in there, and then we had to redo the garage. And now we are in the garage, and this week, or maybe maybe Monday, Tuesday, next week, we might receive the fuselage crate. So we're looking forward to that. So
yeah. Oh, that's
pretty much
awesome.
Done with the back empennage.
So obviously, you know, your project's in the shop. So what are you learning to fly in?
Oh, I'm learning to fly in a Piper Warrior.
Perfect.
Yeah, which is very similar.
Yeah, so, well, it's a low wing.
It's a fun plane, yeah.
Yeah, and then you'll do some tailwheel transition work later.
Well,
with something
actually,
similar,
it's a tricycle wheel.
Oh, it is?
For the 14.
Okay.
So, yeah. So
Well,
I won't have to.
That's right. That's going to be a fairly easy transition
right,
then.
Now,
where your husband may have, just a quick little bit about your husband's background. Obviously, he's an aviator of some kind.
Yes.
And so
he went to Georgia Tech and got an aeronautical engineering degree, went to work for Northrop out in California, and then decided to join the Navy. Joined the Navy and flew P-3 Orions for 7 years, and then got on with American Airlines after that.
So you married yourself a pilot.
Right.
Right. And then did you not ever envision yourself getting that bug? Like, you're going to be exposed to this 24/7 now, you know.
You know, I think I always had the bug.
Okay.
I put it off because, you know, family for me,
sure.
You know, was... Yeah. Primary.
Being mom and all that stuff.
Right, right. Yeah. There was a time when I graduated from college and I didn't have a job yet. I was a chemist. And I really seriously thought about joining the military at that time. So,
I'm constantly telling people who are, you know, I'm no spring chicken myself. People say, well, I think it's too late for me to start flying.
No, I always say
it's absolutely not too late to start flying. You can start flying at any age, really.
Yeah.
Truly.
Yeah.
And even if you're inspired to be an airline pilot, they're hiring pilots that are in their 50s. And you know, so it's never too late, really, to start a second career and be a pilot. And if that's your dream, you know, you're a perfect example of, hey, we're just going to go for it. We're going to do it.
Well, there's so many beautiful areas of the country that you can see as a small GA pilot. And we're really looking forward to, you know, going and seeing all that. You know, every person we talk to, we always ask, you know, what's your favorite place? Where have you been lately? What's been fun? So we've got a whole list of places, or at least I do, I want to go.
There you go. And, Margaret, you were going to touch on a couple things that Lynn was asking you about in the break. Why don't you address – go ahead and
I was going to ask Margaret if there were any mentoring opportunities through EAA, you know, to help out with the Women Venture Group or – just anything with EAA. You know, I know I'm 2.5 hours away, but, you know, it could still pop up or, you know, I'd be open to anything.
That's great, and I love that because that's so much of what I sense here at Oshkosh is like, I love EAA, how can I help? How can I help? What can I do? And EAA absolutely does have mentoring opportunities available. In particular, during this week, you see Girl Venture happening, which is a program for high school-age women, pairing them with, you know, mentors, those who've, you know, gone and done it and are able to share or provide guidance on kind of all aspects of what could be next for them as they go through their high school journey. So any EAA member can learn more about that on EAA's website. Just type in Girl Venture or Women Venture to learn more about those. And of course, there's, you know, many expanded opportunities beyond that. There's like Air Academy and Young Eagles, Aero Scholars, all kinds of programs that EAA has been working on for a long time, and they're always improving.
So... that's easy.
It's easy.
It's easy to get on there and find a resource. And then what about specifically for people who want to volunteer here at Oshkosh for next year? Say they came, they saw, they want to be involved. Maybe they came to one of your programs, you know, and saw, wow, Women Venture, how do I get involved? What is the process for maybe next year for volunteering with you in some role here?
That's a great question, because volunteers are the fuel that keeps all of Oshkosh running, all of AirVenture running. So if you go to AirVenture's website, airventure.org, and you type in volunteers, you'll find the entire volunteer page. And that page holds an entire listing of all areas from flight line operations to like main gate admissions to Women Venture. So you can kind of look and find a volunteer opportunity that matches your interest, and it'll tell you who to contact. And then kind of newsletters are sent. There's a volunteer newsletter that all of us get throughout the year. So, you know, the letdown moment on Sunday after Oshkosh is over, right? From then on, there's already kind of communication and preparation, getting us ready for what's next. And Lynn, I understand you were part of that. You were here really early before convention, kind of helping this get set up, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. You know, like I said, it's been great. My husband's been retired, and so we had more opportunities. So we came up for one of the work weekends, and we didn't really know what we would, you know, be getting into. My husband just said we would do anything physical. And I thought, okay, we're going to bring our tools with us, you know, just don't know what we're going to be doing. Well, we got paired up with this young man named Pat, and we started doing fencing. So we did the fencing around the Warbird area and the North 40, and then went down to Camp Scholler But, you know, the great thing is we just had a great time because we met some other great volunteers that were working with us. You know, and, of course, Pat, our supervisor, was the nicest young man. So, you know, we made a lot of friends. And even we, like I was telling you earlier, we didn't know about where to stay, you know, and how you know, what happened with all of that. So we put down on the thing, we weren't really campers, and was there accommodation? Well, we ended up staying on site at Bender House, which was wonderful. And again, we met more people there, and just had a great time. You know, there was a little room in there you could, you know, talk to everybody and find out what their stories were and what they had done, you know, with their work party experience. One of the young men had never welded, and he ended up welding, which was just fun. You know, so you see the flower pots around here, and you see the cell phone powering stations. That's what he helped weld.
That's amazing.
So, as Paul learned a new skill.
Yeah, Church of Hand and Mind, making this happen, like actually getting in your fingerprints and the building blocks
right.
of the show. That's
yes.
great.
Yeah, so it's very fun. Yeah.
Well, Lynn, it was exciting to talk to you today because, you know, hearing the experience of you know, a regular participant here at AirVenture is kind of special because we don't get to do that very often. You know, we talk to a lot of people who are experts at this or involved in that, but your perspective is so important, and hopefully it's inspiring to somebody that might be listening and say, you know, I'm just going to go do that. I'm going to go to Oshkosh next year. I'm going to volunteer. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to get involved in Women Venture. I'm going to do whatever my passion drives me to do. Here's the opportunity to do that. So thank you for joining us. So, Margaret, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and wrap up the day with some more specifics about Women Venture, some EA stuff, a little membership stuff. And we're going to talk about a really cool EA program called SolidWorks as well. So everyone stick around. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Jay Monchi on the fly at Women Venture, and you're listening to EA Radio.